we have Leonor Cortez and Stephanie Arias. Leonor is a senior at Quidditch High School. She came from El Salvador. She loves running, she loves chicken, and her puppy, and her friends. Probably not in that order. She plans to stay in Kodiak after high school to attend the community college, and then to move to California to experience new things. Stephanie Arias is also a senior at Kodiak High School. She loves cheerleading. And after high school, she plans on moving to New York City to become a fashion designer and a cosmetologist. She loves Italian food, and she's looking forward to graduation. And they are both terribly, terribly afraid of the stage. So tonight, for Halloween, they are brave storytellers.
It was the year of 2004. I was about 7 years of age. I packed all the things that were worthy to me, like my toys, my favorite doll named Sylvia. I helped my mom fold her clothes and place them in her luggage as well. As we get ready for a 2-month trip, I wondered how El Salvador was like. I had never been there, but it was where my mom had been born. Therefore, I was interested in the culture and the people's way of living. We headed there later that day, and after hours of traveling, I was exhausted. When we got there, everything seemed to fascinate me. The outdoors seemed so free to be in, and everything seemed more calming than usual.
Our house, on the other hand, looked straight up creepy, like those old-fashioned houses in a movie. The day went on, and I started to enjoy every minute of it, until one day I uncovered something I wasn't supposed to. I decided to go out and play in the patio, where I noticed further down the hill of the patio was a small bathroom made out of bricks. Of course, at that moment, my curiosity level was too high and decided to check it out. Inside, I saw that there was no door, but all there was a hole. It almost looked like a well to me. I heard a baby's cry, so I ran to Mom to let her know. She looked inside but saw nothing. I was banned from going back there because apparently a woman had thrown her baby down the bathroom. A couple days after that, I was found talking to my doll by the hill in the middle of the night. Apparently, I was sleepwalking, so they both decided to bring me back to bed.
The next day, I woke up to the obnoxious roosters singing along with the beautiful sunrise of my hometown small village. I jumped out of bed, looking forward to my traditional breakfast, cup of coffee, and pain francés on the side. As I walked to my outdoor kitchen, you could hear the loud mariachi music blasting from the radio. When all of a sudden, an annoying, creepy voice enters the room. "Let's go get water and pick guavas on the way there and back," my cousin yelled enthusiastically. And at that moment, I knew my morning was not going to be peaceful, and if I did not join her. Our journey began with the cantaro in our heads, singing to rancheras. We get out to our destination where we had heard scary stories, but we always took it as a joke. Little did we know we were up for a little scare. As my cousin and I reached to the new well where it had fresh water, we noticed the sound of rocks being thrown into the well, leaving us in confusion. There was no presence of anybody else but the two of us.
Ignoring the situation seemed to make it worse, as the noise tended to get louder. Quickly, we got our last buckets full of water and headed home. I started to feel goosebumps rising up on my body. At that moment, I knew something weird was going to happen. We both ran through the woods, being scratched and stabbed by branches, not really paying attention to where we were going. Finally, making it to a gravel road, where we sat under a large mango tree to catch our breaths. Suddenly, a woman's high-pitched laugh bursted out through the woods. As we stood there, without knowing what to do and which way to run, my cousin turned her head to try to get a clue of where the voice was coming from. She saw a woman with large breasts, long black hair, wearing a white gown, just standing by some trees. She resembled the ghost that the town had been talking about. Words not being able to come out of her mouth, I dragged my cousin's arms as fast as my and out and ran as fast as my feet could take me. and finally make it to the top of my hill where I could get a perfect view of my beautiful house. I never thought I would be so happy to see that great old house with my mom's gardens and cows on the other side of the fence, but not so happy to see that bathroom. I was finally home safe.